Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 10 to 12. Understand the significance of the glory of God. We read in Ezekiel chapter 10 verses 18 and 19 like this. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. And the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were beside them. And they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. And the glory of the God of Israel was above them. This passage is part of the narration that the prophet Ezekiel is giving to the rebels in Jerusalem concerning his vision, in which he describes the throne, chariot, the living creatures, and the glory of God. However, the real story in this passage is the departure of the glory of God from the temple as a prelude to its final destruction in 586 BC. This temple was earlier designed by David and built by Solomon to be the house of the Lord. When it was completed, God had blessed this magnificent structure by filling it with His glory and presence. From then on, the temple was regarded as a hallowed symbol that stood for God's dwelling place among His people. Given the history and significance of the temple, nothing could be more tragic than when the glory of God left the temple. The meaning of the word glory describes which is weighty or important. The glory of God gives us a proper understanding of His greatness by providing us with a glimpse of His beauty, brilliance, effulgence, and radiance. In his vision, the prophet Ezekiel saw God departing His own temple where He had indwelled all this time. Why did God make such a move? The reason is that the Israelites had turned the house of the Lord into a house of idolatrous abominations. Let us understand the significance of the glory of God in our lives today. Ezekiel's vision teaches us never to lose the awesome presence, power, and majesty of our God. However, if our lives reflect a willful, long-term commitment to sin and rebellion, then Ezekiel's vision should serve as a warning for us and an appeal to repentance. Nothing can be worse than to drive God away from where He longs to bless us with His presence. Let us pray that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit, lie to the Holy Spirit, or quench the Holy Spirit through our words or action. Rather, let's have the fullness of the Holy Spirit as we resonate His glory each and every day. As we read the words of Apostle Paul, penned in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 like this. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.